Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings Podcast. Let's explore the fascinating world of George Eastman, where innovation and philanthropy meet to create moments of inspiration. Join me on a journey through his extraordinary life, from humble beginnings to groundbreaking inventions. As someone who has personally explored the Eastman Estate Museum, I invite you to discover the remarkable legacy of a visionary whose impact continues to resonate. George Eastman's story begins in the small town of Waterville, New York, on July 12, 1854. He was the youngest of three children born to George Washington Eastman and Maria Kilborn Eastman. George's early life was marked by the rugged beauty of the countryside, but also by hardship. When George was just 8 years old, his father passed away, leaving the family in a difficult financial situation. The Eastmans moved to Rochester, New York, seeking better opportunities. However, life didn't get much easier. George's education came to an abrupt end when he was only 14 years old. He needed to work to help support his family. Despite this setback, these early experiences taught George the value of hard work and determination. George's first job was as an office boy at an insurance company, where he earned $3 a week. This might not sound like much today, but back then, it was a good start. George was determined to make the most of every opportunity. Later, he found work at a local bank. It wasn't long before he began to show a knack for business, saving his earnings and thinking ahead to the future. Although George's formal education was limited, he was a quick learner with a curious mind. He read books, listened to the stories and advice of others, and learned from the world around him. This self-taught knowledge would prove invaluable as he embarked on his journey into the world of photography. In those days, taking pictures was not as easy as snapping a photo with a phone. It was a complicated and expensive process reserved for professionals and serious hobbyists. George became interested in photography in his early 20s, but he was frustrated by how difficult it was. This frustration sparked an idea. What if he could make photography simple and accessible to everyone? This question would lead George down a path of innovation and invention that would change the world. George Eastman's early life laid the foundation for his future successes. From the loss of his father and the end of his school days to his first job and initial interest in photography, these experiences shaped him into the person he would become. They instilled in him qualities like resilience, ingenuity, and a desire to make a difference, qualities that would guide him as he embarked on the journey to revolutionize photography. George Eastman's journey into the world of photography began with a problem. The process was just too complicated and expensive for most people. Back in the late 1800s, taking a photo wasn't a matter of point and click. It involved heavy glass plates, toxic chemicals, and a lot of patience. George, ever the problem solver, saw an opportunity. He wondered, why can't this be simpler? With no formal training in chemistry or engineering, George set out to simplify photography. He started in his mother's kitchen, which he turned into a makeshift laboratory. Through trial and error, he developed a dry plate formula in 1880. This was a big deal because it meant photographers no longer had to prepare and develop their plates on the spot. Photography started to become a bit easier, but George didn't stop there. His next big breakthrough came with the invention of roll film in 1883. This was revolutionary. Instead of bulky glass plates, photographers could use a flexible roll of film. This innovation laid the groundwork for all modern photography. In 1888, George Eastman made history again with the launch of the Kodak camera. This wasn't just any camera. It was small, easy to use, and came preloaded with film for 100 pictures. The slogan, "You press the button, we do the rest," promised to take care of the rest, and it did. After snapping those pictures, you'd send the camera back to Kodak, where they'd develop the film and send back your prints along with a reloaded camera. Photography was no longer just for the few. It was for everyone. The Kodak camera was a hit. It wasn't just the technology that was innovative, it was also the marketing. George Eastman believed that everyone should be able to take photographs, and his advertising reflected that. Kodak ads featured women, children, and everyday people, breaking away from the traditional, professional-only market. The founding of the Eastman Kodak Company in 1888 marked the start of a new era in photography. Kodak became synonymous with photography, bringing joy and memories to countless families. George Eastman's vision of making photography accessible to everyone had become a reality. George Eastman's impact on photography was profound. He transformed it from a complicated, inaccessible process into something simple and accessible to everyone. His innovations made photography more convenient and affordable, and enabled people from all walks of life to capture and cherish their memories. Kodak's success with their simple, user-friendly camera sparked a photographic revolution. People from all walks of life began to document their daily lives, travels, and special occasions. As demand for Kodak cameras and film soared, Eastman's company expanded. The introduction of the Brownie camera in 1900, priced at just $1, made photography even more accessible, especially for children and families, further embedding Kodak into the fabric of American culture. Eastman's company didn't just sell cameras and film, they sold the idea of capturing moments, effectively creating the concept of snapshots. Kodak advertisements encouraged people to Kodak as you go, making photography an integral part of adventures and family gatherings. This marketing genius helped Kodak dominate the photographic film market for much of the 20th century. Kodak's contributions under Eastman's guidance were not limited to consumer products. The company made significant advancements in color film technology, introducing Kodachrome film in 1935, which became renowned for its rich colors and durability. This innovation was a milestone in photographic history, enabling both professionals and amateurs to capture the world in vibrant color. Eastman also understood the importance of research and development. He established Kodak Research Laboratories, which became a hub of innovation, leading to numerous patents and technological advancements in photography and beyond. This commitment to innovation ensured Kodak's leading position in the industry for decades. George Eastman's impact on photography extends beyond the technical innovations and products his company introduced. He changed the way people perceived and engaged with photography. Before Kodak, photography was often seen as a laborious process reserved for professionals. Eastman's work made photography a part of everyday life, allowing people to document their personal histories in a way that was previously impossible. Moreover, Kodak played a crucial role in the development of motion picture technology, providing film for early cinema and contributing to the growth of the film industry. This expansion into motion pictures demonstrated the broad impact of Eastman's vision, influencing not just still photography, but also the burgeoning world of film. The company's educational initiatives, including the Kodak School of Photography, established in 1913, underscored Eastman's belief in the power of photography as a democratic art form. By providing education and resources, Kodak nurtured a new generation of photographers and helped elevate photography as a legitimate form of artistic expression. Through his innovations, George Eastman democratized photography, making it accessible and affordable for the average person. His legacy is not just in the cameras and film that bear the Kodak name, but in the billions of moments captured by individuals around the world. Eastman's vision of photography as a part of daily life has indeed been realized, and his influence can be seen in every snapshot that captures a moment of joy, a beautiful landscape, or a family gathering. As we continue to document our lives through photographs, George Eastman's legacy lives on, embedded in the very fabric of how we remember, share, and celebrate our lives. George Eastman's approach to philanthropy was as innovative as his approach to photography. He believed that those who have achieved wealth have a responsibility to use it for the good of society, and he put his belief into action by donating large sums of money to various causes, often anonymously. One of his most significant contributions was to education. He provided major funding to the University of Rochester, including the establishment of the Eastman School of Music, which has become one of the premier music schools in the world. His donations helped the university expand its campus, develop new programs, and increase its research capabilities. Healthcare was another major focus of Eastman's philanthropy. He was instrumental in establishing dental clinics for low-income residents in Rochester, London, Brussels, Rome, and Stockholm, recognizing the importance of dental care for overall health and well-being. His funding for the construction of the Eastman Dental Dispensary in 1917 revolutionized dental health, especially for children. Eastman also contributed to the advancement of science and technology. He was a major benefactor of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, supporting its research and development efforts. His donations helped MIT become a leading institution in scientific and technological education and research. Eastman's approach to philanthropy was rooted in his belief that the progress of the world depends almost entirely upon education, science, and conservation. He believed that preventive philanthropy was essential for addressing the root causes of societal problems rather than merely treating their symptoms. This forward-thinking approach is evident in his support for dental clinics and educational institutions aiming to provide people with the tools they need to lead healthy, productive lives. The impact of Eastman's philanthropy extends far beyond the institutions and individuals directly benefited from his generosity. By setting a precedent for wealthy individuals to give back to society, Eastman inspired future generations of philanthropists to follow in his footsteps. His belief in education, healthcare, and scientific research as pillars of societal progress has influenced philanthropic strategies around the world. The institutions that Eastman supported have continued to thrive, contributing to the advancement of their respective fields and benefiting countless individuals. The Eastman School of Music, for example, has produced generations of talented musicians who have enriched the cultural landscape. The dental clinics he founded have improved the health and well-being of communities across multiple continents. George Eastman's legacy as a philanthropist is a testament to his vision and generosity. His contributions have left an indelible mark on society, demonstrating the profound impact that thoughtful, strategic philanthropy can have on the world. Through his philanthropic endeavors, Eastman not only changed the way we capture memories through photography, but also worked tirelessly to ensure a brighter future for all. As the 20th century progressed, George Eastman, the visionary founder of Kodak, began to witness the profound impact his work had on the world. Photography, which was once a cumbersome and elite hobby, had become an integral part of daily life, thanks to his innovations. However, Eastman's final years were marked by personal challenges, reflecting the complexities of a man who had changed the world, yet faced his own struggles. Despite his immense success, Eastman faced health problems in his later life, particularly a debilitating spine condition that caused him constant pain. This struggle deeply affected his outlook and led him to live a more reclusive life, focusing on his passions for music, gardening, and philanthropy from the comfort of his Rochester home. His dedication to philanthropy only grew stronger, with significant contributions to education, healthcare, and the arts, reflecting his belief in using wealth to benefit society. On March 14, 1932, George Eastman's life came to a self-chosen end. His final note, expressing his hope that his friends understood his decision to avoid prolonged suffering, reflected his pragmatic approach to life's challenges. Eastman's death was a significant moment, marking the loss of one of America's greatest inventors and philanthropists. Eastman's Rochester home, a magnificent mansion he had built in the early 1900s, was transformed after his death into the George Eastman Museum. This institution has since become one of the world's leading museums of photography and cinema, honoring Eastman's legacy and his contributions to these art forms. The museum not only showcases vast collections of photographs, films, and cameras, but also serves as a center for research and education, embodying Eastman's belief in the power of knowledge in the arts. George Eastman's legacy is vast and multifaceted. His innovations in photography made it possible for generations to capture and preserve their memories, fundamentally altering our relationship with images and their role in our lives. The Kodak brand, despite its ups and downs in the digital age, remains synonymous with photography, a testament to Eastman's lasting impact. Beyond his technical contributions, Eastman's philanthropic efforts have left a lasting mark. Institutions like the Eastman School of Music and the various hospitals and universities that benefited from his generosity continue to thrive, embodying his vision of a world bettered by education and the arts. Perhaps most importantly, George Eastman democratized photography, turning it into a universal language of memory, emotion, and history. His belief that everyone should have the opportunity to capture their own stories has influenced not just the field of photography, but how we perceive our own lives and the moments we choose to celebrate and remember. George Eastman's story is one of remarkable innovation, profound generosity, and a deep belief in the power of the individual to affect change. As we look back on his life and the legacy he left behind, it's clear that Eastman's contributions extend far beyond the photographs we take. His vision has shaped the way we see the world, how we remember it, and how we hope to change it, making his life's work an enduring source of inspiration. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Ancestral Findings podcast. For additional resources, visit ancestralfindings.com. You can download a free ebook, request a free genealogy lookup, and even participate in our weekly historical postcard giveaway. If you want to support us in more ways, consider supporting us on Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution helps to keep the lights on. From all of us at Ancestral Findings, thank you for being an integral part of our family history community since 1995. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, happy searching.